In the Gospel according to St. Matthew, from which I have just read this text, we see a striking contrast. The words that come immediately before this morning's passage have these words. Now, when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head. And then St. Matthew tells us that all of the apostles were indignant because of what this woman had done. But listen to what Jesus says. But Jesus, aware of what the apostles were thinking, said, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing for me." She has done a beautiful thing for me. Now contrast that with today's gospel. Here is one of the early bishops of the church, one of the 12. And this woman, who we do believe to be Mary of Bethany, although here in the Gospel of Matthew she's anonymous, she does a beautiful thing for the Lord. And one of the men that our Lord had equipped to become a bishop of the church asks this question: "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" She has done a beautiful thing for me. What will you give me? How is it possible that two people could respond to Jesus Christ so differently? I know many of us here are following Father Mike in the Bible through the year, and I remember when we were going through the book of Exodus, he said something very helpful that has stayed with me in relation to King Pharaoh. He said, look at it this way. If you take frozen butter and you put it in the sun, it will soften. If you take clay and put it in the same sun, it will harden. The sun is the same. The reaction to the sun is different depending on whether you're the butter or the clay. And Father Mike said, this is representative of the spiritual life. In our relationship with Jesus, we will either soften and become more open to him, or we will become hardened and we will oppose him. Now think about Judas Iscariot. He had been one of the intimate circle. He would have seen all of the Lord's miracles. He would have heard all of the Lord's teaching. But what Jesus was saying did not fit with his agenda and what he thought the Messiah should be. So his heart hardens. And there's actually a striking way in which St. Matthew indicates this. Remember that Jesus says in today's gospel, one of you will betray me. And all of the other apostles ask the question, is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? Now listen to how Judas responds. Surely not I, Rabbi. That says so much. All of the other apostles saw Jesus and knew he was the Lord. Judas saw him as a teacher, but not as his Lord. And so his heart hardened. And may I suggest to all of us today that this is always the way. There are many people who perhaps have grown up, they've been baptized, they've been confirmed Catholic, they have been in some ways catechized in the church. But for any number of reasons, like Judas Iscariot, they're like clay and they have become hardened to the Lord. But then there are others. Others like the woman who has done a beautiful thing for the Lord. And so we need to ask the question, and I need to answer it, how do we guard our hearts so we're more like the butter and less like the clay? And this is where we turn to our first reading from the prophet Isaiah. This is such a beautiful text. This is one of what are called the servant songs of Isaiah. And what you need to remember about this part of Isaiah is that the people were in Babylonian captivity when these were written. So they were far from Jerusalem. They were in a foreign land that had a dominant culture that was not Jewish. It would have been so easy to lose their distinctive Jewish faith. And here, the prophet speaks of the servant of God. And listen to how it begins. The servant of the Lord said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens. He wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught." I love that. "Every day," says the servant, "my ear is awakened so I can hear the word." Now here's a striking point. If you look at this paragraph, this is what the apostles were all about. This is what it means to be a bishop in the church. To have his ear awakened every morning to the word of God. So in turn, he can have the tongue of a teacher. And of course, by extension, this is what it means to be a priest. To have my ear awakened every morning in the word of God so that I can have the tongue of a teacher. And of course, by extension, it's what we're all called to as the people of God. And that's exactly what you're doing here this morning and those participating through the live stream. Your ears are being awakened so that as we live our lives, we will then be able to also affirm what the prophet says next. "The Lord God has opened my ear. I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward like Judas Iscariot. I gave my back to those who struck me and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting." Now, of course, this is prophetic. This is primarily Jesus Christ. But as we join in his life and in his ministry, we need to appreciate that in a world where so many are like hardened clay, there's going to be pushback. There will be those who reject the gospel and reject the church. And yet, the prophet goes on to say, "The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced." And I love this verse. "Therefore I have set my face like flint." Now, flint was a very common rock in Palestine. It was used for making axes, for making pyxes, as arrowheads. And so for the prophet to say, "I have set my face like flint," I am living with a purposeful determination in life. And indeed, this is what we see with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what you and I are called to as well. We are to set our face like flint in a world where so many hearts are hardened. What we pray for is a deepening softening of our hearts so that with Jesus, we will live lives of wonderful generosity. With Jesus, we will be willing to live in such a way that we will never take the Eucharist for granted. We will never take him for granted. And that we will discover more and more what that woman at Bethany discovered. It delights the Lord Jesus Christ when we live loving and generous lives in all of our relationships. Because when we do that, Jesus will say, "You have done a beautiful thing for me."